Good morning. Welcome to Change Sunday number 2. Normally, sound tech sits in the balcony and he sees when I'm going to talk, so he turns my mic on. When he sees that I don't need to have it on, he turns it off. And I wasn't thinking that my mic was live when I was going to pray at the front with Roger. So I learned something else, and be careful there. So thank you. I never thought we would ever see James Grimm sitting at the front of the sanctuary. You know, he prefers that balcony for the last 40, 50 years. So change as well. But welcome to our worship of God on a beautiful Sunday morning. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers amongst us, celebrating motherhood and the ideals of biblical motherhood. And we also remember those mothers who are no longer with us. We celebrate with Corey and Jocelyn Walker, and big sisters Allie and Evie, upon the birth of Maxwell Colin Walker. Maternity leave was supposed to start after worship at 11:30 today. For some reason, it began on Thursday morning. Evidently, Jocelyn knew something was happening. And Maxwell was born on Friday at 8:52 p.m., 8 pounds, 6 ounces, 20.75 inches long. So congratulations to them. And I was told that the girls are with us today. I know they were here for Sunday school. Are they out there? Okay, they're upstairs. And then from life, we extend our condolences and prayers to Dean and Darlene Souter and family upon the death of Dean's mother, Donna, at the age of 95. And services are on Tuesday at Archibald E. Van, and the times are listed in the bulletin. We continue to make adjustments from Sunday to Sunday. We've got easy worship set up. Struggled with that a little bit yesterday. We thought live stream was really good. The camera is up higher, so anybody walking out early or during the service, you're no longer caught. But we're still having some issues with the sound back there, so we'll work on that this coming week. And then I'll try to get creative and have some kind of altar with candles and flowers, and we'll get there eventually. But welcome to our time of worship of change. Please don't go into the sanctuary, but we do have the center doors open if you want to check out what the sanctuary looks like right now and what it may look like in the future. The painting has started. Electricians are doing lots of work on getting ready to install new lights. They have to pull all new wiring, those kind of things. And so it will progress week by week. Please pay attention to the announcements in the bulletin on page 9 as we have a new system in the sanctuary and getting ready for the fall. We are looking for worship techs and leaders to add to our list, so you could pray about that and let me know. Page 10, we have the third Thursday senior luncheon this week. That will happen here in the gym. And then the gift gals are looking for a sign up for their next outing on May 22nd. VBS donations, we're looking for registrants for the summer mission trip. And that next Sunday here in the gym, we have Confirmation Sunday with Tucker and Ethan and Jude and Elijah. Last Sunday, I think I shared how we were going to have baptisms Sunday evening, somewhere around 7 or 7:30. And I finally gave up around 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. I said, do we really want to do this? It was below 50. It was still raining, and I wanted the focus to be on the baptism, not on the cold weather. So the families agreed, and we actually postponed baptism till a beautiful Friday evening at Yoder's Pond. The temperature was high 60s, 70, and beautiful weather, no wind. Now, the two skinny boys that walked into the water on either side of me were shivering. I didn't have that problem. But they were baptized in the full submersion with the Holy Spirit. I got out of the water, had a prayer, had a benediction, and they and some of their siblings then jumped back in and went swimming for the next half hour. Oh, to be young once again. So now we turn to our reading from this morning. First reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 19. This is Paul's letter to the Ephesians church. And in verse 13, Paul uses the phrase, believed God. So here we read in verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Let's bow in prayer. Mighty and everlasting God, we thank you for gathering us together, for connecting us into this time of worship, a time spent in our devotion to you, a time spent to sing praises to your name and your holy presence in our lives. We thank you for the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, who redeems us and restores us. And we pray that your Spirit would be present in our worship this day. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Speaking of making adjustment to the change, I did a little test. I usually lead the songs using my red hymnal. However, I did a test this morning, and the print's kind of small, so Pastor suggested perhaps I use a large print bulletin. So guess what? I'm going to do that. So, anyways, let us all stand if we are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. Our first is Stand Up for Jesus. It is found on page 6 of your bulletin. And then our second hymn of praise is To God Be the Glory. And that is found on page 8 and 9 of your bulletin. So let us sing.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that all men now serve him against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls for danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be a wonder, a transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
And I'm going to ask children to come down, please. Come on down, kids. Everybody, here. We got more room down here. Okay, that's perfect. That's good. Perfect spot. Okay, good morning. Our scripture today comes from Luke 1, and somebody receives some really unbelievable news. Mary has just been visited by an angel, and the angel says, Mary, you're going to be a mama. You're going to be a mother. A mother? And you are not only going to be an ordinary mother, you're going to be the mother to the Son of God. Unbelievable. She's going to have a baby. She's going to call him Jesus. And the baby is going to be the Son of God. Well, Mary probably says, how is this possible? She's probably surprised. She's probably a little bit confused. But yet, Mary believes what the angel tells her. And a short time later, Mary goes and visits a cousin, and her name is Elizabeth. When Elizabeth sees Mary, she says, Mary, blessed are you among women, because you have heard what the Lord has said, and you believed it. Some things in life are believable. Some things in life are hard to believe. So we're going to do a little activity this morning, okay? I have a pitcher here of water, and I'm going to pour it into this glass here. Just regular old water from the faucet. And I have a glass stick. It's just made out of glass. It's called a stirrer. And I'm going to put that stirrer in that glass of water. What do you think might happen? What do you think is going to happen? It might stir it. What else might happen? Do you think anything special will happen when I put it in there? Let's find out. I'm going to put that stick in there, and let's look and see what happens. Nothing happens. That's pretty believable. I didn't think anything was happening, and it didn't happen. Okay, that's pretty believable. Okay, I'm going to take the stick out, and I'm going to take some, this is just cooking oil that you make cookies with or cake with or something. And I'm going to put some of this in a glass. Whoa. Now, I'm going to take my stirring stick and I'm going to put in the glass of oil. What do you think is going to happen now? Somebody take a guess. You don't have to be right. What do you think might happen? Anybody have an idea what's going to happen when I put it in there? It might foam. That's a good maybe possibility. Good suggestion. Anybody else? What might happen? Let's find out. I'm going to take the stirring stick. I'm going to put it in the glass of oil, and let's lift it up. Uh-oh. Maybe I broke it on the way in. I got to try it again. Whoa, what happened? It's invisible, or it seems to be invisible. That's a little bit unbelievable. But now, let's try one more thing. I'm going to take some water from this cup, glass, pour that in here. And I'm going to take some oil from this glass and put that one in there. Now, what do you think's going to happen this time when I put that stirring stick in there? Anybody got any ideas what might happen? What do you think? It might mix, but it looks like it's kind of separated. Let's find out what happens. Look at that. You can see it in the water, but you can't see it in the oil. That's pretty unbelievable, isn't it? Some things in life are believable, some things are unbelievable. Now, about Mary, let's go back to Mary. God had an amazing plan for Mary. Her plan was to have a baby, and that baby was going to bring us salvation. That baby was coming to earth to save us. That baby was coming to grow and teach and preach and then save us. That seemed an unbelievable plan, but it turned out. So it was believable. You know, God works in our lives too. We don't have to be anybody very special. We just have to believe in God, and He can do impossible things in our lives too, just like Mary. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these children up here. We know they are precious in your sight. Also, thank you for your plan of salvation through Mary. It seemed like you did the unbelievable. You did the impossible. We ask that you be with each one of us as we go about and share your truth with other people, that we might too be like Mary and be believable in your word. Amen. Thank you for coming up.
Isaiah 66:13 reads, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." This verse reminds us that the comfort and care of a mother reflects the very heart of God, tender, strong, and unwavering. Today we honor the women who have poured their love into our lives through the gentle words, patient understanding, warm embraces, and countless selfless acts. Like the divine comfort spoken of in Scripture, a mother's love is the quiet strength that holds everything together, a source of strength when we are weak, and a guiding light in our darkest moments. To all mothers, thank you. Your love is sacred, your role irreplaceable, and your presence a true blessing. Happy Mother's Day. You are deeply appreciated today and every day.
Let's pray. Lord, we cannot thank you enough for the amazing mothers we have in our lives. Though we were all made in your image, it is clear that our mothers best reflect the unconditional love you show to all your creation. Again, Lord, thank you for all you have given us, and today we thank you especially for our mothers. Amen.
Before I lead us in prayer, I was sitting there, and I think it was in the early 80s that the sanctuary was air-conditioned for the first time. Until then, they had windows along the side that opened up, so when it got warm in here, they opened up those windows. Ever since I've been here, it's always been air conditioned, and those windows never opened because we put storm glass on the outside. I don't know if an usher opened those windows. I don't know if whoever was sitting on the edge got warm, you opened up those windows. But feel free, if you get warm in your particular area, check around and open up those windows, okay? Because we have not turned on the air yet, because then that makes extra noise and makes it hard for you to hear. So if you get too uncomfortable, either open them up or tap the person in front of you and have them open up the window. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord, in our time of worship this morning, Lord God, we recognize you as our Heavenly Father. We thank you for the creation of the world. We thank you for beautiful days like yesterday and today. We also thank you for those times of rain. Because without the water, the earth would be dry and there would be no growth. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of redeeming us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That out of your love for each and every person, you sacrificed your Son that we would have an avenue, a way to be forgiven of our sin. And Lord, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit, the sustainer in our lives, that sustains us from day to day, even hour to hour, minute to minute. Lord, in the world in which we live, there are so many different images, so many different thoughts. They come to us rapidly, and we can be taken off guard. We can be taken down a road that we shouldn't be going down. That aspect of temptation, that aspect of worldly sin, of worldly joy. And yet through the truth of the gospel, we recognize you as creator, and you as redeemer, and you as sustainer. And we pray that your guiding hand, your guiding wisdom, would guide us through each and every day. That we'd not only live for you, but in our lives we would honor you. And by our words and by our actions, we would share the blessing of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that we encounter, with those that are watching nearby. Lord, may our lives be a reflection of how Jesus reflected you in everything that he accomplished and everything that he said here on earth. Lord, in the world where the sun is bright, we thank you for the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lights our paths and gives us hope and promise and victory. Lord, as a congregation, we thank you for this time of change. It means that the building project is progressing. Lord, we wait with patience to see all the different effects that it might have on the building, that ways that we can increase and just continue the ministry of the gospel here at St. John's. Lord, we pray for the aspect of our four confirmands as they go through this week and to being confirmed next Sunday. Lord, through that rite of the church, we pray for each of their young hearts, their young minds, that they would truly know the truth of the gospel, that they would truly be able to affirm their faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. And we just pray your blessing upon them as they prepare for that Sunday. We thank you for this congregation that leads children and adults to a saving relationship with you in its various ministries and its various outreaches. Lord, we pray for the family of Dean and Darlene Souter as they grieve and mourn the loss of Donna, but also we know that they have that hope and that promise in their hearts and in their minds of their faith because they believe you, God. They believe in everlasting life, and may that be a word of comfort as they go through these days and experience the services on Tuesday. Lord, we rejoice with Jocelyn and Corey Walker and just pray that as they come home this day, they would be blessed with that new life in their midst. Lord, bless this time for them as a family. Lord, we continue to offer up to you our concerns and our joys, both listed in the bulletin and also in our own hearts and lives, that we would center our thoughts on your goodwill. Lord, hear us now as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest. Close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as my friend. I have faith. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. You have been faithful, and all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am in,